and Zoe, I mean a boys band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, time for the Thursday Music Club on the Big 550 KTRS. Kara's here, yours truly, Joshua also, and it brings us Slammin' Sammy Sound. And you know, think about these opens, like the show open and that open. You know, I put them together and I enjoy them, but when I'm really in a hurry and ready to get talking and a lot of stuff to get to, it's like, oh, these openings are so long. So
we should have two of them, a short one for when you're in a rush.
That is a good idea. Okay.
I'm an idea person.
You are an idea person. Slam and Sammy Sounds here from PlayedForwardSTL.org and Steve Harvey's personal friend. What's going on with you?
I'm good. It's nice up here in this swanky room.
You think?
I do. Look at the view.
These old digs.
Yeah. Look at the colors in the trees. So pretty.
You too, with the visuals again. Oh, yeah. We're on TV this time.
We're on people's computers and stuff.
We are a radio show, though.
It's really pretty up here. I vote we do the show here every week. Plus, it's way closer to my place.
I was going to say, it'd be so, you know, we can see Kara's bedroom from here. In
fact, she told me.
We're all going to come back here tonight and have a little viewing party.
You probably could on that orange carpet. That's nice. What's with all this equipment? Is this a surprise for Play It Forward? Everything's donated today?
Yeah, take it all. We'll
awesome.
Cover it.
Look
no,
at
we'll
that.
Just donate the drum heads.
We'll
How about
just
that?
Donate everything to Play heads. It Forward, and then they'll think McGraw took it.
Perfect. He left the building anyway.
Play It Forward, by the way, for people that don't know, an organization that gathers donations and instruments gently used or new and gets them in the hands of kids that sadly are exposed to less and less music in school because those programs are the first ones to go with budget cuts. That's the official sound for cutting
budget cuts.
So that's what happens. And, you know, she's the knight in shining armor for so many kids and my hero. So,
thank you.
What's going on? What's new? Have you gotten some stuff?
We have. We get all kinds of stuff. Unfortunately, in our city, we're holding on to our music programs. And it does help for people like this Play It Forward program. So, and people donating their instruments that they're no longer using. We get a lot of calls for people dropping off instruments. We've just added vintage vinyl to the drop-off list. I told you about that. We had our big show at Music Heals at BB's last Sunday. A lot of people came, big support. It was wonderful. There was a 10-year-old kid on the stage tearing up Santana. I love it.
Really? 10?
10 years old.
That's encouraging.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I tried for like a month, and it was awful. And
what, tearing up Santana?
No, just anything.
Yeah.
On the guitar.
Any kids playing Hall & Oates? I'm just afraid.
I think you should start a little group.
The art form's going to die.
All the songs that make you cry.
I don't see the 10-year-olds playing Sarah Smile and Maneater. And they're just not doing it. Can you talk to them? You're out there with the kids.
Oh, I'll work on that. I think that's a great idea. All the nostalgic songs for you. We'll put it together.
That's right. Starland Vocal Band.
Starland Vocal Band.
Come here, 11-year-old singing Afternoon Delight. Where are you going to? You're going to be homeschooled from now on. All right, what are you looking for right now?
Band instruments.
Nothing in particular.
A lot of percussion instruments. I get a lot of requests for percussion stuff. Yeah. So,
what about a drum set with McGraw Milhaven's face on it? Would that be okay?
I'll take it. Okay. Yeah, we can cover it up.
Okay.
It's perfect. It's for the kids. We don't want to scare them.
It is. It's for the kids.
No offense.
The other hat, by the way, PlayedForwardSTL.org, the website for that. Any fundraisers we need to tell people about that you're involved in?
Tomorrow night, we're going to be with Johnny Fox at the Focal Point in Maplewood. Yeah. It's CD release party, and every cover charge is going towards Play It Forward, which is extremely generous of a local musician to do that for us, because that's how they make their money, too.
Yeah.
So we'll see you there tomorrow night, 7 p.m. And, of course, the Baby Blues 13th Annual Showcase, November 30th.
It's that time, isn't it?
It's 13 years, yeah. I can't believe it. Well done, them. So, of course, you bring a can of food for the local pantries and all the raffles, and the 50-50 goes to Play It Forward every year. So we're looking forward to that.
That is a good time. The other hat you wear, always turning us on to some music. And what did you bring us this week?
Well, speaking of Play It Forward and new drop-off locations, our friend Dave Henson from Killer Vintage came on board, and he's going to be an official drop-off location. He told me to tell you hello and to call him.
Oh, so apparently his speech therapy's working. Strung all those words together. I'm impressed. He's a musician. You know how they are. But boy, I hope they don't get that stuff mixed up, because they get some pretty amazing guitars at Killer Vintage, and you go in for donations and he accidentally hands you like a $15,000 Les Paul that they have for sale. Wouldn't that be a shame?
Well, don't think that Dave and I didn't already discuss that. Not so both. We certainly did.
All right, so
you're
you
on
got,
it.
You, now, Dave was also my leader in the Carn Dogs and one of my other bands back in another life. So we actually played music together.
Well, when he mentioned for me to tell you hello, he kind of had a chuckle. So I didn't want to go there, but I figured you have history somewhere.
That's it, and that's really as far as I'm willing to discuss it. So, is he in this cut, on this cut?
Yeah, he's in this band. It's called Whiskey Morning. Tonight you can catch him at Robust Wine Bar in Webster Groves from 8 to 11. And then Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Ivanhoe Block Party. That sounds like a good time. You can check him out at whiskeymorning.com. And the lead singer in this, her name is Susie Bacino, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. She's very beautiful. You should look her up. Gorgeous lady. And, of course, Dave on guitar. And this is a track called I'm Your Girl.
Whiskey River, the band, I'm Your Girl, the song, and the Slammin' Sammy Sound ran some tunes on us. So local music, check them out tonight at Robust in Webster. Sunday, be at the Ivanhoe Block Party. And long trip for Dave, because Killer Vintage is right there on Ivanhoe. All he has to do is walk outside and play, and then go back inside. WhiskeyMorning.com, their website. We can get one more tune in.
High Fashion Kings. I love that name. And I think we just discovered our buddy Chip is in this band.
Well, I'm looking at the people in the band, and it says Chopper Schloss, which is difficult to say. And I just wondered if it was any relation to Mr. Schloss that owns
Atomic Cowboy.
Atomic Cowboy.
I do believe it is. Okay. And you can catch this band tomorrow night at the Country Rocktoberfest. I think the event starts at 7 and the High Fashion Kings go on at 9 p.m. at Chaffley Bottle Works there in Maplewood.
All right, that's 7 o'clock tomorrow night. If you like that, Country Rocktoberfest.
I really like this band when I heard it online today. It's got a nice country flair to it. And this track is called Nowhere Road. I really like it.
All right, we go out with that. Thank you, Sammy. Don't forget, playitforwardstl.org for more information.
Thank you.
All right, so when we come back, we got Sports for Carnies coming up. Also, a visit with Hannah Kaiser out of the studio and in McGraw country. We'll be back.